Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Gold standard in radio.
I love that. Every time I hear that, it really sounds like, I don't know, heaven. Anyhow, it's 9:06 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us on this Friday, about 4 days into the month of July. Mm-hmm. And you know, on Fridays, we usually bring in personalities, mm-hmm. people, human beings that trend, people that we gossip about.
Oh, yeah,
people
totally.
That is... people that either attract some sort of hate but also some sort of love, either polarizing figures. But today's character is a character that I have a feeling unites this country. Shekwan, would you kindly do us the honors, please?
All right. So today we're having a conversation with a beautiful black queen, let's put it that way, who is paving the way for so many people. I think also she is a product of work that has done by so many people before her as well.
Yeah.
She's in her prime. She is thriving. I'm pretty sure that she's also standing here because of the prayers of her parents. Like, where do I start, man? So yeah. Today we are having the Monica Khumasis in the studio, and she is the center for the Desert Jewels, right?
Yes,
I yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Osi Monica,
yeah,
thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
Shekwan,
yeah, yeah. Oh, all right. Oh, yes. Okay, fine. So we are going to be having this conversation to kind of, you know, get to know you.
Yes.
Obviously, we see you like on our social media platforms. We see you on, obviously, when you guys were playing in Dubai, for example, watching you guys.
Yes.
But we want to get to know who Monica is, man.
Of course,
from
Monica.
Obviously, you know, being 6 years old and growing up and falling in love with the game and so forth. Where did it all start for you?
So for me, I've always been a sports person. So
yeah, yeah.
Going back all the way to grade one,
okay.
I was actually an athlete. So I guess it actually just carried over onto netball as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I started playing netball in grade one and I've never stopped.
Okay, grade one, where were you schooling?
So I'm from Rehoboth.
Okay.
So I was schooling at St. Joseph's Primary School.
Okay.
So I actually finished my lower primary there. Mm-hmm. And it's only when I switched over to Ventuk and high school. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And high school was where? Where were you schooling?
At Ventuk Gymnasium Private School.
Yeah. Lovely, man. There's a lot to unpack today, partner.
Yeah,
a lot.
Nochos, a girly from Rehoboth. Which blog was it?
It's Blok Gier.
Blok Gier.
It's Blok Gier.
You know, every time I ask a native from Rehoboth now,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which blog? You know, there's either a big smile that comes on or a big frown. You smiled. Why
you
is
smiled,
that? That
yeah.
You know, growing up in Blok Gier, what were the memories there? Was it one of those togetherness?
Yeah.
Talk to us about those memories.
Okay, so first of all, it was at Granny's house, so it's full of love. It's all the kids there.
Yeah.
And most of my best childhood memories are from there. Until today, if I go to Rehoboth, the first stop is my Granny's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's always been such a big supporter of me as well. So, yeah.
And so there is somebody with the toilet paper?
Nah, Daramni.
Oh, okay.
I think we've been ahead of time.
Okay. A bit ahead of time, yeah. No, because we, like, back in the day, because I grew up in... maybe like a good 2-3 years of my life in Okahanja, right?
Yeah.
Please tell me why that bathroom just felt like I'm walking to a maru.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm like, why
yes.
is it so
at the
far?
Back of
yeah,
the yard.
In the cold yeah. showers.
but you know, did you mention the love for netball by
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, that she said that it started yeah. off with, you know, her being an athlete
yeah,
from
yeah.
a very young age, and then it just went right into the netball.
But I understand that you're also very, very good with athletics. You said 100 meters, 200 meters, who do that?
Yes, I was a sprinter, so it was yeah. 100 meters, 200 meters,
yeah.
and long jump.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when you get wow. grade 6, you're under 12, and that's the first time you can get a national call up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would always go with athletics because it's usually early in the year, your Feb, your March, it's
yeah,
athletics,
yeah, yeah.
and then going into the second trimester, it would be netball.
Netball, yeah.
So yeah, that's when I started. So with athletics, I also used to be in the national team.
Yeah.
In fun fact, when grade 7, when I was under 13, and I obviously got selected again.
Yeah.
We went to Botswana for mm-hmm. the Kosasa
yeah.
Games.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like the best under 13 girl there, and I broke the record.
Like in the tournament?
Yes. So it's the same as with netball. So you compete against other countries.
Countries, of course.
So with the long jump, I broke the under 13 girls record. So I think that's one of my biggest highlights for me as an athlete. Just because it's big, it's on an international platform.
Prime Monica, during her athletic days. Prime Monica, you think you'll beat Masilingi or Obama?
Mommy's saying yes.
I never stop. Would be able to compete against them.
The
biggest thing with me, why I pursued netball more, is when I got to high school. And I was still accomplishing in my with my athletics and doing good. It's just that when I got to grade 10, grade 11, going on netball tours to South Africa, I started winning awards there, which was a big deal for me. So going into a tournament, competing against the best schools in netball in South Africa, knowing how good they are in winning an award, they're like the best defender of the tournament for like 3 years consecutively. I think it brought me a lot of limelight, and that kind of went over into me focusing more on netball.
I want to know, how many full colors do you have?
Do you even remember?
No, I don't, but it's been under 12.
Yeah, so that's a while.
Under 12, under 13, 15, 17, and then when I was 19 and 19, out of school, then I went over into the national team.
And those look nice at school, bro.
I know they do.
It's at your part, bro.
Yeah, yeah. My whole blazer was full, yo. Awesome, man.
Monica, tell me about your first netball coach. They say the first one cuts the deepest, isn't it?
The first cut.
First cut is the deepest.
Yeah, we never forget those.
Tell me about your first netball coach. Do you remember him, her?
Yes.
Are you guys friends on Facebook? Do you keep in touch?
No, most of my teachers keep tabs on me.
Constantly
on my Facebook. Like, we're so proud of you. So it's always nice to see. But her name was Juffrou Gertse.
Juffrou Gertse,
Why not?
She was a very strict teacher, actually, but the loving strict teacher, Nita Kwaini.
And loving
was,
too.
Yes, but then, with her, with my school, we were fortunate enough to have Maskati class in there. So she was on the NSSU board for primary school netball. So I think from day one, she also saw some potential in me. So she always just pushed me further and wanted more for me. So I think the combination of the two of them really just did it for me.
That's incredible.
Were you ever coached by Wentworth?
Yes, Coach Antoinette Wentworth.
Yeah, she was my first national team coach.
Yeah, she also coached me.
Yeah. She was my teacher at school as well.
She's still active.
She's at NAS now, but she was transferred to the Luderitz campus.
Okay.
That's where she's making, real money and stuff.
Now, one thing that I also found out about you, Monica, is, apart from everything that you have, the studies, the netball, and obviously family, private life, is that you are also, in the process, or you have established an academy.
Yes.
I want to ask you this, right? Because mostly when we do things like this, there are challenges.
Yes,
there are, you have this beautiful noble dream, but we fall short here and there. Where are you currently falling short with your academy? Where do we as ordinary Namibians come in and help you with it?
I think for me it's facilities. Because with starting an academy, you have a clientele that's based all over Windhoek. So for me, I'm also coaching part-time at Windhoek Gymnasium.
Okay.
So, but there's already so many league games going on. It's with the Super League and the Comas League. Like, it's a struggle to find a court that's open for me.
Because so many teams are training. Yes. Yeah.
And then how do I accommodate kids that are from Comasdal and from Vanaheda when I'm mostly at Windhoek Gymnasium? So I think that's the biggest challenge for me. So if there were more courts available to be able to do a Monday and a Tuesday Incline Cooper, this side, and maybe on Wednesday, Thursday, move over into Comastal so I can accommodate and get to all the kids that want to join the academy.
Yeah, but what is the interest so far? Is it a lot?
It's a lot. So I'm quite happy with how I've grown the academy since I started. And because I actually also wanted to go and do it in Rehoboth.
Okay.
But it's a bit challenging because I'm in Windhoek most of
the time.
And when it's in the weekend, my team that I'm coaching also is the Super League. And
we're
traveling. And plus, then there's still the national team.
So what you need the most would also probably be, because you have the courts, right?
Yes.
At Windhoek Gymnasium, because how many courts are there? There's just so many. So maybe transportation from the kids that are not living around the area to actually get there and get back home safely. I hear what you mean. So but also with the academy, What inspired you to start now? And I ask this question because I have a lot of friends also in the league. Like Eve, for example, she was part of
the
technical
team. Yeah,
she told
me to say hi to you.
Oh, okay. So Nanguloshi, Etuhole's mom.
Oh, Junior Fresh. Okay, great.
Yeah. And Viva as well. She's now coaching the under-19. We played together in the national team for many years as well. And they started their academy not so long ago, right? Yes. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you starting yours now, but why was it so imperative for you to start your academy now? And what legacy do you want to leave behind?
So for me, since I've been out of school, I was based in Joburg for 4 years.
Yeah.
So there I was working with a lot of great coaches and I learned so much. And my coaches, are also great.
Yeah.
I got used to working in an environment with kids because my part-time job was working at Sportissimo with Dr. Yalsho Jordan. So I got, and then I would also work at Sun City with my national team coaches.
Yeah,
I got exposed to how to kind of teach the next kid new netball skills. And I think with that knowledge, I got comfortable with the idea of starting my own academy. So now that I came back home, and I was so excited. I thought it's the perfect time for me to kind of give back to the community and share my knowledge.
Well, okay.
That's incredible. Listen, we still so much more that we need to get to. We've got a couple of surprises for Osi Monica. She doesn't know, but we've got a couple of surprises. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's 9:17. Current affairs. It's 9:20 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, non-conformant. We've got the Messi of Namibian netball in studio, as I believe.
Is that a reach? Is that a reach for you?
I'll take it.
Period! I love it.
And Osi Monica Gomez is she's sharing her story, and and we're loving it.
Absolutely, man.
So we're just getting into it, Monica. You know, this is something that that popped up while just, you know, doing a bit of research, and one of the things that that I uncovered is that you've got this big dream. So I'm going to ask you: are you anywhere near achieving the Suncorp Super Netball League in Australia dream? Is it still there? Mm. Is it still something that you want to do?
Yeah.
Still something I want to do. I think I'm on the right path. Because there was a tour last year to Australia, which I unfortunately missed. So this was my first tour that I'm actually going like overseas with the team.
With the team,
So to be able to go like this on my first tour and get a recognition because I won the MVP, that to me was just kind of like...
No, you tried to speak over it because I won the MVP. What do you mean? I won the MVP.
Damn it.
Yes.
Sorry, coach.
That's major.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So just getting that accolade just made me believe in myself a little bit more. And I just think that I'm in the right path to reach my dreams.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you know what? I actually want to bring your mom in right now. Mommy, please don't hate me. No, it's a very simple question.
I'm not here for this.
Right? But it's a very safe space, name. So the question is, looking at Monica now and remembering holding Monica in your arms and how little she is or how she was at the time, and she's even taller than me. I thought this girl was short. I see her and I'm like, oh okay. What is the one thing that makes you so proud to be Monica's mom?
Yes, you know, through all and all, Monica is still the humble little girl that I gave birth to. So that is one thing about Monica. And for Monica, you can talk to her. Anyone can feel free to talk to Monica. From a child to an old person, she is always that humble person. Yes.
Okay. That's beautiful, man.
Apart from other things, like she is hardworking, she is so much outspoken, unlike me. And I'm so thankful for that.
Like she does the speaking for you and the family.
Yeah. I'm so thankful for that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mama. We really appreciate you giving us this gem that we have of a person here.
This is
a national asset, and we need to take care of it, I believe. Yeah. Now, to the challenge, man, sir. I've got a very, very exciting challenge here. So, Shaquan.
Yes?
There's a little birdie that decided to pledge 5,000 Namibian dollar.
Oh,
5,000 Namibian dollar. And this birdie tells me all Monica, and it's someone that knows Monica very well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This person said, if Monica pulls off this talent, if she pulls it off, and she pulls off this talent in an acceptable way,
okay,
where as a country we can be proud and say, okay, she deserves the money. She'll get the money.
Okay,
it's very simple. It's very simple, Monica. All you have to do, Monica, is do and complete a singing challenge.
I knew it, and I'm like, please don't let me sing.
And the song, Monica, is apparently also a song that you know very well, apparently. Here's the song, Monica. Wait, where's the song out of here? Wages, I've got the song. Here we go.
Hey, I did so the heart, it's on me.
Monica, what's that, Macy? Are you
No, you need to complete, girl. It's $5,000 on the table.
You know what I mean? What's up? What's happening, girl?
So who chose the song?
It's Mensa.
Guys, I'm a
5,000.
I think my mom wants to take over.
You know, Coach Mournay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying I should send love to you because he's listening to us right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check this out, Monica. We just manifesting this for you. We were just playing with you. We know for a fact that you can't sing to save your life. We know. And the 5K, we just manifesting it for you. We manifesting it for your academy. We manifesting it to 10K to 20K for someone to come in and plow in that money into your academy, and also to you as a brand, as a sports person, because you also need, you know, shoes, you need help, the rest of your team perhaps also, you know, going forward and so on. Shikwan?
No, man, I don't want to have the last one, then I'm gonna cry.
You can have the last one.
Do you know what, this conversation was, I didn't want to be too involved because I don't know, it just I'm so proud of you, and we don't know each other. We've never met. But this is coming from a place of, like, when I started playing netball, I was 8 years old. Okay. And I was playing under 14. That's how tall I was. Don't judge. Don't be judged. I'm just so happy to see. Even earlier this morning, we have this thing where we share, like, the moment of the week or the blunder of the week. Yes. And I share the moment of the week goes out to the Namibian Netball Association because of all the work that they've done. And even just having that conversation with you, like, off air, understanding what the association is actually doing now. I'm happy that you are a product of their hard work.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
I can see the light in you. I've seen the light in you like many years ago. You know what I mean? So thank you so much for the time, for coming here and being a national treasure. What really, man? I'm really a baby, man. But yeah, very, 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 very proud of you.
Thank you so Keep much. Thriving. No, it was lovely to be here, guys. Yeah. I really enjoyed every moment.
So one thing about me, Monica, is I am a huge, huge patriotic Namibian, right? But I'm also extremely critical of national teams. And I've always said, if you're not ready to compete internationally, let's not go there. What are we doing there? Exactly. Now we must lose by astronomical numbers. We must, you know, embarrass the country. I really feel like the Namibian flag, oh, you must be proud to carry that flag. And once you have that opportunity, it should be a huge honor. You should be ready to freaking give it your all. If it means breaking all your bones on that field,
maybe
on that court.
But yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
It's for your country.
It's for your country. You know what I mean? It's literally your version of we fought for this country,
quote unquote,
our parents do all the time.
Yeah.
And when I started learning about you, I realized, snap, man, hold on, netball Namibia and you and a couple of others, your captain, what's her name again?
Anna Kasper. Yeah.
There's a couple of veterans and the newbies that are really pushing this thing. You know what I mean? And I mean on a national level. I mean, like, we're not there to lose. We're there to compete and win. And I can tell you right now, I am the happiest critic in this country. I celebrated that Singapore win like it was personal.
Yeah,
I don't
know
a single rule of netball. I was watching that game and I'm like, it's a freaking game.
It's a duel. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm extremely happy. I'm happy for your future.
Yeah,
as a Namibian,
absolutely.
I'm proud. Mm-hmm. And I wish you all the best, as well as all the teams that you will be, especially the Australian Dream, all the teams that you will be part of. We wish you all the best.
As a dad? He's sorry? A girl dad.
Yeah, exactly. So this does mean my girls. Let's not tomboy ish thing. But maybe people like you can inspire them.
Yes, no,
yeah, but there are other quotes as well. Like hockey is also picking up. Yeah, they're doing really well in South Africa
so,
right now.
So thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for what you're doing for this country, OC.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, let's leave it at that. OC Monica Gomez is in studio, done and dusted. We tried to get her to sing, but
wait, what's your house name?
Mona G.
Mommy, what's that name that will embarrass her right now?
Actually, she is just Monica.
Just Monica.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not Momo.
My mom will be like, she calls me Moniki.
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 Okay.
Okay, all right.
Moniki to me.
Moniki to you. And only to her. As a beef,
only
not
to
as,
her, yeah.
As a beef. The crickety orecha mensa in the street. Moniki. As a beef. 928. Thank you so much. Stick around. There's still so much more coming your way.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.